B'siyata d'shemaya, often teachers and rabbanim stress the importance of learning Torah, especially for men and boys who indeed have such a great field to learn on them at all times. Marrying a learning boy is certainly a very meritorious thing to do. At the same time, these teachers and rabbanim also stress how important it is for our Beis Yaakov girls to keep themselves in Torah environment at all times so as not to be influenced by the Goyish world and so as to maintain the Torah and Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Certainly there is much value in learning Torah, for it supports the world. Also in preserving the innocence of the mothers for the next generation. However, it is expected of every family that the husband should be in kolo or chinuch, and the wife should be at home or in chinuch as well. There are not enough students for every girl to become a paid teacher in a Beis Yaakov. How should a girl plan her education and future? Should she expect to either marry a working boy and stay at home, do her real job of raising her children? Should she plan to marry a learning boy and stay at home, living on only a stipend? Or should she try to somehow get enough of an education to support a husband in kolo and yeshiva education for her children, without risking her Yiddishkeit by allowing herself into a goyish environment? Anonymous in the United States. I can't answer this question generically. It really depends on the person, what they're capable of doing, what their situation is, how much parental help there can be given, and if the girl is really cut out to marry a boy who is learning and support him, not necessarily monetarily, but emotionally and hashkafa wise, she's the kind of girl that will give strong support to her husband, who's a learning person. In any case, these are the kinds of things that you should discuss with your rabbi, your teachers, those who know you well and can direct you to what is best for you in your Avodas Hashem. There definitely is a place for people who are not learning full-time, who are working and being koveya itim la Torah. On the other hand, that also has to be directed of how to do that in a way that one will still preserve their kedusha and tahara. And definitely there's a place for people who are Torasim Umnasim. Not every wife should go into chinuch. Not every wife should not go into chinuch. And even those that go into chinuch do not relinquish their responsibility to raise their children. It's possible to be in chinuch and also to raise your children properly. All of these things need great individual guidance. And I hope that you have the people who know you, know your situation, be able to give you guidance along the way.